I'd like to give acknowledgement to the Ornamental Research Initiative. They helped to fund this project, partially fund this project. And today I'm going to talk about the survey of Amesia tabassi in Florida and investigating the Kew invasion. Well, primarily, what is a whitefly biotype? Well, historically, it's been a strain or a host race of Amesia tabassi. Biotype A was the original Amesia tabassi in the United States. Biotype B, the silverleaf whitefly or Amesia argentifolii, is thought to have an Asia Minor origin, and biotype Q predominates in the Mediterranean region. Now, when you look at New World history of Amesia tabassi, it was first detected and reported on tobacco in 1889, and then about 100 years later, biotype B showed up on hibiscus, and a couple of years later after that, plant disorders such as squash silverleaf disorder and tomato irregular ripening disorder showed up. Another 2 years, tomato mottle showed up. Another 5-4 years, golden bean mosaic, and then tomato yellow leaf curl showed up in 1995. And these all first for the New World happened in the great state of Florida. Now, moving on to North America Kew biotype detections, I'd like to preface this by saying a lot of this research was out of a collaboration with APHIS and the United States Kew TAC Force, or Technical Advisory Committee, pardon me, I'm getting a cold. And in 2004, I don't want to steal Tim's thunder, but he did discover it in Arizona in 2004. In 2005, it was a bumper year. We had 19 states show up with biotype Q. In 2006, we had a couple additions on the East Coast. And then this year, we've had a couple additions in Washington and Hawaii that showed up. And to date, there's 24 states that have detected biotype Q. Now, how do we distinguish biotypes of Amesia? Well, there are biological characteristics such as host range, biotic potential, the ability to induce the disorders as Amesia tabassi B, and the propensity to develop insecticide resistance. But there are no really good morphological characteristics. So we have to rely on genetic differences, and we do that by electrophoresis, PCR, and gene sequencing. And then we've also found that a couple of microsatellites are very, very diagnostic for detecting between the B and the Q biotypes. So for this talk, our sampling and processing, our ideal sample size is 12 adult female whitefly, and we use the females because they're haploid diploid, and the males are haploid, the females are diploid, so you get both copies of the gene. Well, we're using the DNA from a single whitefly, and we take the DNA and we use it both to look at a mitochondrial gene, that's the CO1 or cytochrome oxidase 1 gene sequence, and then we also use it to look at the nuclear genome. And we found these two primer pairs, the BIM6 and the BIM23 that Paul DeBarrow in Australia developed, that were quite diagnostic. So we're using the same DNA and we're IDing it by two verification methods. And then we also send from the same sample, we'd send a subsample to Frank Burns in University of California so he could do his esterase zymogram confirmation. So what happened in Florida? Well, we to date we've gotten 186 samples. That's over 2,000, about 2,400 whitefly that we've actually sampled. And out of those, the samples, let me tell you who the samples came from. Primarily they came from the Department of Plant Industry with Greg Hodges. A lot of researchers in Florida have been very, very helpful, like David Schuster. And then we've also had a lot of crop consulting people sending us, like Glades Crop Care, CAC sent us some. So just a very, very team effort to get us the samples in. And we found it in 23 different counties. I'd like to mention that these samples were equally split between vegetables and ornamental hosts. The vegetables were field vegetables out in field situations, and all the ornamental hosts came from nursery or greenhouse type settings. Out of all of those samples, we found it in 6 counties. That comprised about 16% of the total whitefly. If you look at by county, it's about 25% of the counties, but in terms of the actual number of whiteflies that had Q versus B, it's about 16% of all the samples to date. Now, of the Q, we found that there were variants within the Q. This is just looking at the mitochondrial CO1 sequence data. This up here, okay, this region that we're sequencing is about 800 base pair regions. So these numbers right here, those are the base pair numbers. So at base pair 70, you would see these differences. These are the haploid type designation. These are just arbitrary designations, so you don't get them confused with B and Q. We just, you know, W, X, Y, and Z. They don't really mean anything except to differentiate between the two. Okay, so These are the base pair along here. At base pair 70, these are the differences you would see. 109, these are the differences you would see. So what do we get? We don't have W in the United States or Florida. It came from Morocco for comparison. When you compare the Z haplotype to the Y haplotype, there's just a single base pair difference, just one base pair difference. So they're quite closely related. Well, they're all closely related, but they're the most similar of the haplotypes. Now, when you compare the Z to the X, there's six different base pairs that were different. If you compare the Y to the Z, or the Y to the X, you get seven base pair differences. So this is just another way to look at it. This is an unrooted tree. You can see that the Z and the Y are quite, they're more related than the X, and then there's your B biotype. And then this is another way to look at it. The Y and the Z are closely related compared to the X, more closely related. Now when you look at what's the host connection in Florida, in Dade, it was found on hibiscus, in Lee, hibiscus, Manatee, hibiscus, Hillsborough, hibiscus. When you go to Orange County, there was a composite of mint, poinsettia, and hibiscus. And then in Suwannee County, we had poinsettia, mint, asparagus fern, and hydrangea. So if you look at Suwannee, they had both the Y and the Z type haplotypes, the biotype Q haplotypes. And within the same sample, there would be X and Z within the same 12 individuals that were running from a given sample. When you look at Orange, Orange County has both the Y and the X of the CO1 haplotypes. Orange and Suwannee had this mint connection, so there is a host association with them. And then Dade, Hillsborough, Lee, Manatee, and Orange, they all have this hibiscus connection. Now when you look at variants within the biotype B mitochondrial sequence, there was zero, none, zip, nada. They were identical, 100% identical. This is 2,000 insects I'm talking about. I find that phenomenal, that there is no base pair differences within this 800 base pair sequence that we're sequencing. So in Florida, a B is a B is a B is a B, and I might say that in the United States, a B is a B is a B is a B. Now, there was also a very, very strong correlation between the microsatellite markers and the mitochondrial CO1Q variants. So here you've got the variants right here, and then these are the, go back. Okay, this number that I'm showing you represents the size of the fragment that was amplified. So for X, where's my marker? X, for the BIM, for both copies of the gene, it was 210, and for BIM23, it was 407. We had two individuals that had 410, so basically it's 210, 407. For Y, it's 210 and 410. And for Z, it's 204, and then we had one individual that had 230, one or two that had 407, and the rest of them had 410. So it's 204 and 410, and they correlated very, very well with the CO1 haplotypes. And then I mentioned that they were very, very diagnostic. So when you're looking at B, we had a few individuals that had 224 in this region, but the majority of them were 217 for BIM6 and 224 for BIM23. So very, very diagnostic. So in conclusion, there was more than one Q-positive sample in some counties. There's six counties to date, and we've had no new finds since the summer of 06. The counties that were identified with Q were not overrun with Q. They were managed. They were controlled. In fact, they were probably eradicated. Since we haven't had any new finds. The positive QIDs were only on ornamental hosts and ornamental herbs. They were not on field vegetables. We have found no Q in field to date. All of the biotype B whitefly individuals had had the same identical mitochondrial sequence. I find that phenomenal. Biotype Q whiteflies had one of the four variants of the haplotypes for the CO1 gene. We found that the microsatellite markers BIM6 and BIM23 had 100% concurrence with the mitochondrial sequencing, so you could use either method to identify biotypes B and Q. This is just for biotypes B and Q. The haplotypes observed correlated very, very well with the microsatellite markers BIM6 and BIM23. And so based on the microsatellite markers and the CO1 sequence data, we can positively say that there's been at least two separate introductions of biotype Q in Florida. And with that, I'd like to acknowledge my collaborators. This is Greg Hodges, Laura Boykin, Bob Shatters, Frank Burns, Lance Osborne, and these are my two technicians that are just, I got the best technicians in the world. So with that, I'll answer any questions. Thank you very much.
Good job. Thank you.